Hey, podcast world. Welcome to KD Time. Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, that sometimes weekly but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. I am your host, KD, and on a typical basis, I bring all kinds of topics to the table, from discussing culture, movies, TV shows, music, sports, food, and of course, general nostalgia. Join in the fun, listen, and subscribe wherever you are listening. This podcast is available on all kinds of platforms, so, you know, stop and stare, subscribe, and let's get into this episode. In this episode, I bring a very special guest onto the show. Her name is Nikki, and she's been on my show a couple times now, so if you haven't caught one of those episodes, I suggest you go a fourth and just dive right in. She's one of my best friends, been with me for years on that, and we're celebrating 15 years this year of even knowing each other, which is awesome. It's amazing. I'm just kind of like in awe that I have a friend that's been my friend for this long, right? Because I can be annoying. I can be very corny and just like all around ridiculous, but I do have a lot of friends that stick by me through everything that I've gone through, that they've gone through. It's been great. And she's one of those friends, because I do have other friends that have been my friend for several years, for a very, very long time. But yeah, so this is an episode that's going to talk a little bit, well, not even a little bit, a lot of bit of the dating scene, right? Because why not? Like, she's a single woman, I'm a single woman. And when I say single, I mean like in the governmental sense, single. Like, we're all single until marriage. So it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not. If you're not married, the eyes of the world in government will say that you are single. Every time that you have to fill out a form and it says, are you single, married, widowed, or even in a domestic partnership, like, that has to be declared. Like, you can't just say, oh yeah, I'm in a domestic partnership because I'm living with this man for, or this man or woman for however many years, and that's what it is. Like, there's like four boxes that you check in, okay? Yes, I know that, like, you don't want to technically be boxed into a box and you have to keep, like, putting your whole identity, like, oh, I'm black, oh, I'm a female, or whatever. I'm, you know, I'm single, I'm married. Like, those things matter in the eyes of everyone. So, yeah. Two single people talking about dating, do's and don'ts, whether it's okay to ghost, whether it's not okay to ghost. Like, if you're a single person and you're just kind of questioning what life is and trying to figure out dating, maybe you might find this very intriguing. Maybe you're like, I'll just listen to this for some fun. Or maybe you're just, you know, you're just thinking like, well, I've listened to all of these other episodes or these other podcasts, might as well add this to my repertoire. And I'd be agreeing with you on that, because yeah, my podcast is about anything and everything under the sun. I talk about a lot of different things. So, you know, if this isn't the episode for you, then there's plenty more where that came from. Like, there's other episodes that you can find in my collection, in the entire episodes that I've done. And I can't believe I'm above 100 episodes. Like, this is still mind-blowing to me. My 100th episode that I just did about Black Notable movies, like, that was big for me, and now this. So, you know, with that being said, I am happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're listening, and I do hope you enjoy this episode in particular. It's coming up right now. Let's get into it. everybody, welcome back to another episode of KD Time. On this episode, like I said earlier, I have a special guest with me. It's one of my best friends, the one I keep shouting out in a lot of my episodes. She's finally back, y'all. It's Nikki. Say hi to the people.
Hello, world. I'm back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some dating do's and don'ts and just kind of give our perspective on what it's been like for single people. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Loads of fun. I can't wait.
You're so enthusiastic.
I'm super enthusiastic. I mean, I've had experience dating, so, you know, I will give my perspective. I don't know how great the advice will be, but being single and 30-something, young 30-something in New York City is quite...
With the monies.
Quite an experience.
Right. So, some of the prompts I was looking at for the do's and don'ts when it comes to dating, I would say a do is that you show up on time.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's a given. Yeah. I think everybody appreciates that. And you're already nervous, you know, so I have no problem giving a little bit of leeway. If it's like 10 minutes or something, sure, that's fine. But otherwise, the longer time gets, the more you're thinking about what's going on. And then you're more nervous by the time the person gets there or by the time you get there. So being on time is always just a nice courtesy in general.
Right. Now, do you typically show up before your date, or would you say like you guys arrive at the same time?
Yeah, usually I'll show up beforehand and just get a lay of the land depending on where it is. So if it's a place that I haven't been to before, like a restaurant or a bar or something, I might go early and just take a look, see how loud it is, like see where I might want to sit. I might, I don't know, talk to the bartender, the waiter for a little bit before somebody comes in. And if I'm super early, which doesn't usually happen, but if I'm super early, I'll like go in and then come back outside and just linger and be a little anxious until the person gets there. If it's someone that I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because I was thinking, like, the last few dates I've been on, I've actually, like, the last few first dates, I should say, that I've been on, I was on time. But after that, it's kind of like, I'll see you when I see you. No, I'm kidding. I think, like, after I get comfortable, or if just the way that timing works, depending on what I'm doing and whatever, if I show up to someplace late, I feel like dating me, you'd have to try to allot for elapsed time. So if you tell me that the date is at 6:30 and it's really at 7, I will believe you and then probably show up at like 6:45.
I mean, I think that's the oldest trick in the book. I feel like most guys do that with their girlfriends or the girls that they're dating. Yeah, I mean, it's worked for me before for sure. And now that I think about it, most of my ex-boyfriends are really good with time, which has been nice for me because, like, if they're saying they're coming to pick me up at 8, they will be there at 8 p.m. So in a way it was sort of like a threat, because if they told me the right time, it's like, all right, I know my butt has to be out of the house, so I have to be ready to go. So I learned how to give myself extra time, especially if it's someone something that involves, you know, getting dressed up and whatever. I like to do that, but I definitely need time to get my life together. So I've had some pretty prompt dates and pretty prompt boyfriends, so that's pretty nice.
That is nice. I've only been on a few first dates, and the guy has typically been on time. I think only one time I was early, like super early, because you know, I could navigate the train system. And I got to a place before the guy, and I was just kind of like waiting around and looking at his picture and looking for somebody that looked like him, you know. But other than that, I was like, once that's over, it's like, okay, well, now I could kind of relax a little bit, depending on what it is. Like, if it's a chill kind of like, oh, you know, meet me around this time or whatever. If there's no, like, stipulation on it, like, I don't have to be there at that time, then I'm kind of like, all right, cool.
For some reason, movies make me very anxious. I don't know why, but, like, if I know that the two of us are going to see a movie, I'm the one that's a stickler for time. Like, we have to get... I mean, it's not like anything's going to happen if we don't, but I guess it's just, you know, I want to be settled. I don't want to be walking around in the dark, things like that. So I want to make sure that we're both there together.
That's a great point. Because, like, even with me now, like, I'll go to the movies with Jude, and I want to be there for
the previews and all that.
For the previews and all that, yeah, because sometimes there's something on there that I haven't seen yet or whatever, and I get excited, and I don't like missing the first few minutes because I don't know when I'm going
to
see it.
Yeah, I don't
again,
like to be rushing, especially if we're, you know, if we're going to get popped, right. Whatever it is, it's like I don't want to be trying to climb over 20 people to sit down and get settled, yeah. All of that. So, yeah, certain places I like being early. Stuff. So that's one thing I've never. Mm-hmm. Really had a problem with. If anything, sure, I'll be the late one every once in a while, but it doesn't happen too often. So I feel like that's a pretty easy do and don't for you single people out there. Show up on time.
Okay. Here's a don't. Don't keep checking your phone.
I feel like that's also a pretty easy
one. Do you check your phone?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I think it definitely depends, but if it's someone that I don't know, of course I want to give them my attention if we're meeting each other for the first time, or if this is, you know, the first time that we're actually talking to each other. And I really haven't had too much of a problem with that either, which is nice. Like, in terms of them excessively checking their phone or anything like that. There are times where, you know, if I have a work thing or something, I might have to pause a little. But it's never been something, I don't think, that's so disruptive that it's, like, ruined the vibe of the date or, you know, messed up our conversation or anything. And usually it's nothing that's a super emergency that I can wait till later. Like, I prefer to, you know, turn my phone over and just at least talk for the first part of everything so we can chit chat.
Yeah.
About you.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, cause, I think it's kind of rude when your face is like in a screen, in a phone and, you know, like what's so important that you can't you can't put your phone down for a few minutes, even if it's just like, you know, that initial kind of like, all right, well, we just met, let's sit down, let's talk or whatever. And you're in your phone, then it's kind of like you're disengaged. Right. You're not giving them the proper attention. And even if you just get there and you like, you don't find them attractive or anything, you could just simply respect their time and say like, hey, look, I don't know that this is going to work or something. And then, you know, then you could leave. But I don't, like, yeah, definitely don't spend time on your phone because that's absolutely disrespectful. And it feels like you are not interested.
Yeah, it's definitely disengaging. And, you know, like I said, I don't mind if it's something quick, you know, if you have to send a message out or something. But if I see you on Instagram or something, like, that's a huge immediate turnoff. Like, who are you talking to? Who are you DMing right now that can't wait until later? And I've definitely heard stories of, like, guys DMing other girls while they're on dates, which is horrible.
You've heard stories. Tell us one.
Well, it wasn't me, thankfully. But I have a friend that she ended the date early because this guy was texting another girl while they were on a date together, or DMing her rather. And she didn't even see it on purpose. I think she had gone to the bathroom, and when she was coming back, you know, she was facing him, I guess, so she could see what he was looking at on his phone. And I don't know exactly what he said to this other girl, but it was enough that she could read and enough for her to be out early. So it's like, that's just major disrespect. Go to the bathroom, like, you know, go take a break outside, do something if you really need to do it so badly, but don't like be flirting and trying to set up another date while you're on a date. That's insane.
That's messed up. Was he wearing glasses? Did she say that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But she was able to see it, and she was
I could think hurt. Like if she was able to see it, then probably either like maybe they were by a window or he was wearing glasses or something, and she could see it like that way. But yeah, that's so messed up. Like, that's so messed up. Why even go on the date then?
I mean, I've had two dates in one day before, but I'm not setting one up with someone while I'm while I'm on the date. Like, that's just ridiculous.
You had two dates in one day?
Yeah.
With two different people?
Yes, with two different people.
What? Tell me about
not the same person.
Well, I've never done that. Tell me.
I mean, it wasn't that scandalous. I had like a, I guess like a coffee date sounds so corny to me, but it was sort of like a coffee date with this one guy. And then I had a date at night with a different guy. It just so happened that it fell on the same day. I think one of us rescheduled. And there's plenty of time in between. I wasn't like running, you know. I wasn't getting in a taxi. It wasn't a 90s rom-com. I was not like changing my dress in the taxi.
Did you change your outfit?
Like, yeah. I wore something different for like the nighttime date. Because we were going to a concert. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Nothing too scandalous.
Well, I didn't assume scandalous. I was just like, my thought went from like, yeah, I think I was probably thinking like a 90s sitcom. You were just like running from one area to another. Or not even a 90s sitcom. It's probably, that's like, that's a trope in a lot of different romantic everything. Let me pretend to be over here. Like the one that comes to mind off the top of my head is a Hey Arnold episode where he dates this French girl, but it's really Helga pretending to be a French girl. And then he has a date with his dream girl. Well, I just watched it. I was like, I watched the season one of Hey Arnold because it's on Hulu. And I was just like, yeah, let me just kill some time and watch this. And I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen it since forever. But yeah, he went on a date with the French girl from, well, he okay, so this is what happened, right? He got a note from the French girl saying that she was coming to America, and Helga intercepted it and was like, well, you know, he's never seen what she looks like, so I'll show up for the date and be his date or whatever. And then he also had a date with his dream girl, and like he literally was just going back and forth. And then the French girl ended up showing up, and she's like, "I'm actually this person." And he's like, "Well, who are you?" And I'm like, "How you didn't know that was Helga is beyond."
You know, that's dating. I don't know. Well, you know why I'm bringing this up, but Myrtle Urkel from Family Matters. How did anybody know? Yeah. Stefan? It's all just, you know, the power of playing pretend, I guess. Which is partly what you're doing when you're on a date sometimes. Yeah. So, you know.
Sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, don't be on your phone.
Don't be on your phone and show up on time. Where are you getting these prompts from, by the way?
I'm on a website that's from like 2023. That was new. That's 2023. I know, but there's like nothing new. I feel like whatever you need to know has been spoken already. I don't know.
What else you got?
All right. Well, okay, this one was like, do offer to pay. Like if you're a single woman and you're on a date with a man, do offer to pay. Now, do you agree or disagree?
I kind of disagree, which mm-hmm. you know, is probably a direct hypocritical thought, but whatever, it's fine. I could think what I want.
Fine. It's just an opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind, but I don't know. I don't even want to say the word traditional, but I just feel like it's a courtesy that is really pretty easy to fulfill. It's like, number one, mm-hmm. don't take me somewhere that you know that you can't afford. Especially because, because what makes you think I would want to afford it? If we're going to go somewhere that has $40 drinks and then you expect me to pay half, like, don't do that. If I'm going to take you somewhere, it would be like, that's something I would keep in mind, right? So don't go somewhere that's beyond your means in the first place. And I don't know. In my mind, it's like, okay, there's already, I feel like there's a term for it, like dating tax or something. I don't remember. I feel like I heard it somewhere, probably on a dating show.
Dating tax.
Maybe not tax, something like that. But it's like, I'm putting in all this effort to get ready to get on this date if we're going somewhere special, right? So I'm making sure that my hair is done, whatever that cost may be. I'm putting on makeup. I might get my eyebrows done. I'm putting on a nice outfit. I might buy a new shirt. You know, might put on heels. I might do my nails. All of these things that most guys would like to see on a date, because let's be real, you don't want me to show up in, you know, a t-shirt and no bra or something. So if I'm going to put in all this work, the least you can do is like pay for the first date. I don't think it's going to kill anybody. I don't mind, you know, buying a round of drinks or something like that. Or like, say we go for dessert or something, you know, if we decide to go to a second location. But I feel like most guys, you know, if you already know me, like, you know that I'm gonna put in some effort to go on a date, and it's costing me a little something, whether it's my time or you know, I gotta go buy a new lipstick, gotta buy a new outfit, whatever. So it's not gonna kill you to freaking spend a little bit of money the first time that we're gonna hang out together, especially if you're trying to impress me. Like, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars, but like, let's be real here.
Yeah, I agree and I disagree, only because like what you said. If it's the first date and you asked me out and you brought me somewhere, then it's like, well, you had every intention of being the leader of this date. So with that being said, if you pay for this date, you know, it just makes sense because you brought me here. You asked me to come out with you. And on the other hand, like, I would still offer, because it just, like, it feels like, even though it's the first date, like, what if the date doesn't go well, you know, and we're both kind of just like in agreement to say, well, you know, I'm not really feeling this or whatever. How about I pay half or something like that? So that's the only case I would say that I would offer, is where if it's like, if we're both not feeling it, then it's like, okay, well, you know, let me pay for my food and we could just act like this wasn't a date then. But if this is a date and I offer and I'm like, you know, because, you know, if it's the first date and I'm like, well, you know, I did get something that was a little bit higher than what you got, and maybe, or, you know, like that's where my brain goes. It's like, well, you know, I ordered this and I ordered that, and I don't want you to have to pay for everything if you didn't really partake in that.
Yeah, I don't
so,
mind.
You know,
like, you're taking your chances, so, oh well. Your loss. You're my loss. But, and like I said, I am not some crazy high maintenance person or anything. You know, I'm not assuming that you're going to take me to some super expensive place. So,
yeah,
even if it's a bad date, you can pay for it. We'll see. It depends on the flow of things. I mean, it's not like I've never offered before, but.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be like, yeah, let me just whip this out real quick. It depends.
Okay, here's another one. Don't go out in one huge group. Do you remember, before you answer, do you remember, like, when I was in high school, that was a big thing. Like, if you were going out, we'd go out, like, as a big group together, and then, like, everybody would kind of, like, couple off. But we'd all be together, so it wasn't, like, you know, we weren't alone. I wouldn't suggest to doing that as an adult, but as a being in high school and maybe like first year in college, I think that was way safer, obviously. But what are your thoughts? Like, don't go in a group, or do go in a group? Yeah,
definitely a high school thing for sure. I remember my first boyfriend. I think I was in junior high school. But I was, I guess I was in eighth grade, and we would all go to this park. Sorry, I'm confusing myself. We would all go to this place. It was called the Tea Lounge. It's in Park Slope, or used to be in Park Slope. And it was such a great place. They shut down like a couple years ago, but it felt like friends. Like, it was this place that had a whole bunch of couches, and it was very hippy dippy and like loungy, and sometimes they would have live music, and that was usually where we would go as a group. And so I remember I brought my boyfriend, you know, I told him to meet us there, and there were probably like 8 or 9 of us. It was a big group, and it was so fun. Like, we had such a good time, and like then we all ended up just walking around Park Slope and, you know, being teenagers. And I have good memories of doing that as a teenager, for sure. Or going to the movies, or, you know, just hanging out, going to like an amusement park or something as a group, for sure. But I have not done that as an adult. Not that I can think of. Yeah. Not outside of college, anyway.
I think
I wasn't an adult in college. Yeah, I don't remember. Consider myself an adult. Not back then. We still had a pass.
Well, I remember going on group dates in high school. We go to the movies and then, you know, do something afterwards or something. But yeah, I haven't even considered that as an adult. Like, I definitely wouldn't go on a group date, but I probably, like, you know, if it's maybe a double date and if it was you and your boyfriend and you wanted to introduce me to some guy, and then, you know, you guys like, well, come, we'll do a double date, and, you know, then we'd obviously like pair off. You'd find a way to like give us our time together or whatever. So, I would do something like that, but I would never.
Yeah, I feel like as an adult, it's now. Like, okay, if you're going out, say it's two couples, I don't see a need to have to give yourselves alone time, because once you guys leave this date, you're going to be alone with each other. So I would assume the whole point is to be with each other while you're together. You know, if I'm going out to dinner with my boyfriend and my friend and her boyfriend, like, I'm not going to go give them alone time. Like, the whole point is for us to be together in that moment.
But I'm saying if it's a blind date, and then, like, if I drove with you guys,
a blind date, then I would, that's a whole different category.
That's what I said. Oh, I said sorry. It was a blind date.
That. Sorry, world. I have bad hearing.
I said, what? I didn't say that? I don't think you did. You're shaking your head. I thought I did. I didn't say that. Okay, fine. I have commentary in the background here, guys. Well, okay, fine. If you and your boyfriend was on, were inviting me to meet a guy, wouldn't that be considered a blind date though? Because I've never met him.
That's not a blind date. That's just you meeting my boyfriend.
Because a blind date
is if you yourself don't know the person and you are going on the date with them, not you meeting your friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No. I'm not talking about meeting my friend's boyfriend. I'm talking about if you and your boyfriend are on a date and you guys set me up with a guy friend or somebody.
Well, now you're making up a whole scenario that you did not say previously. No, you did not. Maybe in your mind.
I definitely said that. Well, you know what? It's recorded. I will listen to it later.
Run the tape.
I will run the tape, okay? My point is that if I go on a date with someone that I don't know, and it was
if
like
your friends are trying to set you up with your someone, boyfriend. Then, yeah, of course that's different. Like,
that's what I meant. That's what I meant. I don't know if I said it or whatever, but that's what I mean. Is if you introduce me to a friend because you two are on a date and you're like, let's go on a blind date and let me introduce you to my friend, which is what I think I said, but whatever. That would be considered a blind date, and it's like, then we'd have the alone time, like I was saying, and then...
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other scenario.
I got this commentary over here. We're losing ridiculous. The plot. Trying to have... Anyway, so, yeah, do group, do not do group. Don't do group.
I don't really think it's necessary. I mean, you know, say you end up in a group setting with a bunch of friends and you just happen to hit it off with someone. That's cool. But I feel like, I don't know, as an adult trying to set up some kind of group date, that just seems like too much work. We're all too busy for that. Everybody has work and everybody has things to do. So.
Yes.
Unless it's like a concert or something easy where everybody can just show up when they want.
We got to add that to the... We have to add that to the Nikki's advice book. Okay. I have one more do, and then we can go into the next topic. Okay. Do give permission. Oh, I'm sorry. Do give people permission to want you and to not want you. It's like, okay. It might sound silly, but like, you know, that whole rejection thing. So like if somebody wants to be with you or go out with you, they're going to make ways to do that. You know, they're going to ask you out again. They're going to try to date you. Now, if you give them permission to not want you, as in like, all right, well, you know that this is not going well or whatever, but like you're feeling like the date is going fine, everything is cool, but they're not feeling that, and, you know, maybe they're not expressing it, but, you know, we should give that person permission to be like, okay, I don't want to be with you, and it's going to be okay.
I don't think that's a good question. Right? I feel like we should do a different one. I'm not really sure that means. I mean, I know you just explained it, but I'm still not really getting it. If someone doesn't like me and the date doesn't go well, then, you know, that's fine. I could say that. I mean, I definitely said, you know, thanks for a nice time. I think that's all. And then move on to the next.
Let's see. Do allow yourself to be wooed.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I feel like that's the whole point of a date.
Feels good to be treated like a lady.
Of course, I want to have a good time. And if you have something special for us to do, or, you know, something that you think I would like, I feel like a lot of women, it's not that hard to impress us. And I think that there's just so much chatter in podcast land, in social media land, about dating and do's and don'ts and whatever. And yes, there are a lot of ways that we don't understand each other as men and women. And so I understand that there's a reason for discourse. Like, of course, we're talking about it now. Of course, there's a reason for conversation. But I feel like a lot of times things are pretty simple. It's like women want a guy that they're interested in, that's clearly interested in them, that is going to take time out to like explore their interests, talk to them, spend time with them, and like enjoy your time together. That's the whole point of dating. I feel like when it gets complicated, for me, it's just like I've done that too many times that I have no interest when, like, especially when we're not even actually in a relationship with each other and we're just dating. Like, when things are getting weird or something, like, I'm a go. Like, I don't have to be here for that. And so, like, if you want to woo me, yes, of course I'm going to like that. And I feel like if I'm into someone and I, you know, am paying attention to what their interests are, I will go out of my way to look for something to do together that I know that they would like also. So
that was going to be my next question, is should we also do the wooing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that
double the woo.
I think that makes sense. Why wouldn't you? Like, yes, do I want someone to treat me nicely and, you know, pay for my drinks and whatever? Of course. But if I like you as a person, then I want to do things that you want to do also.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes it a better experience to me.
Right. I agree. Okay. My last one is we're going to end on a don't, because it's like a do and a don't. So do you or don't you look for red flags on the very first date?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not looking for them. I'm not sitting there waiting for you to mess up, but if something happens that's a pretty obvious red flag, I'm going to remember it. And, you know.
Well, what if they don't do that again and it was just that, like, that one time because maybe they were nervous, or maybe it was just, like, that weird once in a blue kind of thing and it never happens again. I don't know. Like, let's see. What's a red flag that you would see in a person, like, once?
Okay. I guess someone...
Or maybe a red flag would be cursing out the waiter or the waitress.
Like, maybe it's a turn off to me if a guy is rude to any kind of like wait staff or something if we're at a place. So I'm not gonna end the date right there. But yeah, I mean, I would flag that in my mind, like, that's a weird thing to do. And if it doesn't happen again, you know, maybe it was just a one-off. As long as it's not, you know, a Scott Disick situation, then I think...
Scott Disick!
I was just watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. As long as you're not putting money in the waiter's mouth, like, that's an extreme, like, I'm leaving the date right now. But...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, unless... I feel like I've been on a date where someone's said something a little bit misogynistic, and... I didn't leave, but I definitely didn't have another date with him. He was super full of himself, which I didn't. It slowly came out as the date continued. And it was more of like a, you know, you're a very lucky person. Like, you're very lucky that you get to be with me. And so it was sort of one little red flag that became more red flags. And then I was out. But usually, I mean, I'll give someone the benefit of the doubt if it's something pretty normal that could just happen. I mean,
Women. If there's like certain red flags that are very in your face, like, hello, red flag. You ever see that TikTok guy who like just stands in his woods with a really big red flag and is waving? You've never seen it's so funny. Like, he goes around and he's jumping and he's waving this flag, and he's usually just like inner clipping himself in an already red flagged video, like it, whatever that person is doing in the video. He's like, sir, excuse me. it's pretty funny. I need to figure out what his name is, but I've seen a few of his videos where he's just like, no, ma'am, you need to leave.
I feel like I've been that person lately.
You do? You feel like you've been the red flag waver?
Like, you agree?
Ma'am, sis. Yeah. Girl, I would agree, but we don't have to talk about that. Okay, so my next question is not really a do or a don't, but I mean, it could be. Let's see how it goes. So, keeping your ex's stuff, like not
going from dating, not to like they ex-boyfriends. Okay. That's a pretty big jump.
Yes, we're jumping into ex-boyfriends. Well, I mean, if it's a good relationship, I don't know why we would need to analyze it.
If it's a good relationship. There's plenty of people that stay in relationships that have a lot of red flags.
Yeah, those folks, I mean, we could give them advice, but are they really going to take it?
I mean, I don't even have advice to give. I've been there. I've definitely learned from it. And I mean, I learned that I would rather be single than deal with constant problems that aren't changing. And
yeah,
and that goes both ways. It's like, you know, if I have issues that I'm not working on and it's causing, you know, constant mm-hmm. arguments or fights, then you're justified in leaving me. A lot of people stay because, I don't know, love, not wanting to be alone, which I think is a bigger part of it, and wanting some kind of companionship. And it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's not always exciting to be single, but I just, mm-hmm. I don't have the energy to fight. I just don't. Or, you know, little things what? And insecurities that are not real insecurities. I just feel like I ain't got time for that. So some people will keep the red flag until the very, very last moment. And some people like the drama for whatever reason, and they like to argue and hang up and blah, blah, blah. Why are you doing that? Why are you arguing in the middle of the street with this guy so we can all hear your conversation?
Literally, right? Like, we were just together a few days ago. It was like arguing over the phone.
This girl was screaming loud in the middle of Herald Square.
And we were just like, well, that's a New York relationship, I guess.
Like, if you're making me do all that, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong there. But yeah, I mean, okay, we could talk a little bit about relationships in more depth. I think that, well, because like it's been a while since I've been in a relationship, so would have to relearn.
But you've been in them,
huh? Yes, and I've learned from each one of them. Like my last relationship, I learned that I need to speak up for myself for mm-hmm. sure, and what I want and what I don't want, and so you know I'm taking that into, you know, future relationships and whatnot.
Do you feel like the other person was trying to, like, steamroll you into something?
No, not really steamroll, but just, like, not take into consideration my feelings mm-hmm. on certain things. So, like, it was very hard for me to communicate to him how certain things were important to me, and him taking it as, well, like, you know, okay, it's important to you, but, you know, like, it was a little bit of a pushback on it, and I'm just like, mm-hmm. okay, you know, we're just on two different pages, and that's okay. So, you know, so that's what caused the relationship to end, which, you know, is what it is, but it's like, it's better to get certain things out ahead of time. It's better to talk through things and be able to communicate in a way that both parties are heard. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what I learned from that last relationship. The ones before that is mostly cheating. So I was just like, I learned I don't want to be in a relationship where people are right. cheating on me. So yeah, that was pretty easy to learn.
Any relationship,
because I'm single, I'm thinking about my exes and my ex relationships, and I'm just like, I have a few things from an ex, and I'm like, should I keep them? I mean, I still use them. It's just it's clothes. It's not like big grand gifts or I still have an Xbox.
The biggest thing you can keep.
It's Xbox One,
and
girl.
I don't blame you at all.
Right? Like, you know, so that's what I'm thinking. So, like, do you keep the things that your ex has given you, yay or nay?
Yeah, I really don't see a problem with it. I think it sort of depends on what it is, for sure. So, yeah, I have mm-hmm. plenty of old t-shirts from ex-boyfriends that I still wear because they're comfortable and they fit. And like, if I'm going to the gym and I want a big t-shirt, why not wear this one? My ex-boyfriend, at one point, he was moving and it was all sad. Mm-hmm. And we were planning to be long distance, and we were for a little bit, but he gave me like 10 of his t-shirts to keep. And a few of them were from his college and like things that were sentimental to him. And so it was nice because it was like, these mean something to you and now you're giving them to me. And yeah, I still wear them. And most of the time I'm not thinking about it in terms of, oh, you know, this was his. Let me put it on and, you know, think about the warm, fuzzy memory. Usually it's just convenient. So not anymore. When I was younger, I did for sure. I definitely had a couple of hoodies from an ex-boyfriend, and they smelled like him, like very, very strong.
Strongly.
And I would sniff and be like, oh, you know, I miss him, blah, blah, blah. And it was all wistful, and I was all sad. And I actually gave most of them back. I think I kept one.
Yeah.
And it was more for me than for him. Like, I don't think he really would have cared either way if I kept them. But I needed it to be gone because I knew that I was holding on to it for, you know, a memory of something that wasn't there anymore. But most of the time, other gifts I've just kept because I like them. I do feel like if it's like if it's something like jewelry and you are, you know, if you're single, who cares? But like if you are going to be in a relationship with someone else. You know, it depends. If it, you know, if they gave you a diamond ring or something, I might not wear that when I have a new boyfriend in the picture. But for normal things that you might have gotten, I don't really see a problem with it. I'm sure a lot of people just either throw it away, give it away, do something with it. But I don't know. It depends on how much value you put into it, I guess.
True. I remember giving back one of my ex's things. Like, I had put it in a bag or something, bag or a box, and I put it, I remember giving it back, and then he gave them back to me for a Christmas present, and I was just like, but it, like, the note read, like, oh, you know, these are yours now, you know, you don't have to give them back or whatever, and I was just like, I mean, okay, so I kept one, it was two sweaters. I kept one of them and the other one I gave away, but I was just like, well, I mean, I don't like miss him. I mean, I, you know, sometimes I'll miss the relationship because of what it was, but like not in the sense where like I want to go back into time. Like I'll wear the sweater and, you know, I'll just be like, oh yeah, this was that person's or whatever, and then I get over it because I'm like, it's mine now. It's my sweater.
Clothes specifically, I don't think about it too hard. But actually, one of my ex-boyfriend's hoodies, that's like my gym hoodie now. So usually I'm just sweating in it and being stinky. But it fit comfortably. I'm pretty sure he used to wear it when he would work out. Actually, we used to work out together, but yeah, I'm not thinking about him at all. I just put it on because I like it and keep it moving. But I do sort of have an Xbox, like EX, not Xbox One.
Oh, so you have like an Xbox with all kinds of different
stuff. Again, I was just watching the Kardashians. And Kim Kardashian's talking about having an Xbox. And she, like, took hers out, I guess, to show her sister. And her sister's like, what? This is weird. Like, why do you have all this stuff? But I kind of do. And I didn't start it on purpose. I think it just sort of happened. But that's just because, like, I have other memories in there, too. So it's not necessarily dedicated to them. But, like, say we saw a show. Like, I might have tickets from the show or the playbill from the show. Or, like, things like that that were sentimental, I have. But I never really open it and, you know, look through it. I just, I will, I'm sure, at some point. And it's not too many things, but I do have a couple things in a box shape that has some things from old boyfriends in there. But I don't know. I like those kinds of memory. Like if it was a card or something that was, you know, really thoughtful. But I also, you know, those are things that I would keep from another person too. So it's not exclusive to the ex. But
if I think about it, I do have a lot of things from my most recent relationship. Like I have mugs. I have these cups from all these different games that we used to go to. I have a jersey. I have shirts. And I'm just like...
You have plenty of stuff.
Nope.
You have plenty of stuff. What? And an actual Xbox.
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of stuff. I just... Like, when I was thinking about it, when, you know, I was thinking about the podcast, I was just like, is this okay to keep? Like, I don't, you know, I mean, at the same time, like, I haven't been in a relationship where people are, where the guy is like, you need to get rid of all this stuff. And I'm like, or like, I had been in a relationship where someone was insecure enough to be like, you have to get rid of all this stuff, you know? Like, it doesn't mean much to me. I just, like, I remember, like, oh, okay, this person gave it to me. But I don't, like, I don't hold on to it because it, like, causes feelings or anything like that. It's really just, it's stuff. Right. That's what it is.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
And, yeah, you know, like, if I don't have it, then it's just, it's going to be someone else's stuff. It just doesn't matter. It's going to be stuff regardless.
Yeah, it really just depends on, you know, if you have an emotional attachment to it. When I gave the stuff back to my old ex, like I said, I knew that it was, I was a lot younger, and I know that I was holding on to, like, just memories that were making me more sad that we were broken up, as opposed to, you know, oh, this was a nice memory. So I had to let it go. I'm like, I got to get this out of my house. And I was actually very close to throwing it away because I think I was mad at him at the time. And we ended up back in contact with each other. And I was like, you know, I have your crap. So do you want it or not?
Now, do I know this ex? You could just say yes
I'm
or no.
I'm going to decline to comment because, I mean, we've known each other for 15 years. So I'm just going to say there's a chance that you might know some of my exes.
Inclined to comment. Fine.
He's not going to be listening to this anyway, so yes, you do. But
probably not. Yeah, I don't think any of my exes listen to my podcast.
Everybody else would be listening now. But
it'd be funny, like if they're in a relationship, like, hey babe, like this person's podcast sounds so interesting. You want to hear it? And then they're just like, dun, 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 dun. Anyway, ain't nobody.
He
business.
Probably doesn't even remember. But yes, it was very emotional for me at the time. I was going through an emo moment. But you know, we all have those times.
That's the thing too. Like it always feels as though. Like, we remember things more deeply. We, like, analyze on things. We harp on things. Like, and then it's like, we always think that they're probably not even giving us 2 seconds of a thought. But at the same time, like, I don't know, you know? Like, there's no way for me to know unless I talk to them or... Like, I have someone in the know that would know that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it would really just be like a coincidence if I had a friend that was a friend with the, no, if I had a friend that was also friends with an ex of mine that would say like, oh, he has been like thinking about you or whatever. He mentions you kind of thing. And then that's the only way I would know. But other than that, I have no idea if any of my exes like think about me the way that I think about them.
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, that's hard to tell. I mean, I've definitely had guys that have circled back and hit me up out of the blue. I usually just expect it. And that is not to be vain at all. I think it just happens to a lot of people. A lot of women especially.
It happens to a lot of, like, I was just talking about it earlier. Where I was talking about it with Jude, and I was like, who's the one guy that if I say, guess who, you know, guess who's, just like, okay, let's not talk about it because we don't want that to actually happen. I'm like, it's probably not going to happen. Me and him have had way too many arguments, and like I've ignored him so much that it would be very odd if he came back again. It's like, but yeah, there's always some guy that will just be like, hey, how you doing? Like, I'm fine, thanks.
Bye. Yeah, oh my gosh, there's this guy. We didn't date seriously. We dated a little bit. And gosh, college, man. There are a lot of hormones going on. But actually, my friend and I, we were sort of double dating. Like, she was dating his friend and I was dating him. And they were close, and, you know, we were close. So we would go down to visit them. Like, we would go to the city to visit them together. Oh my gosh. What what a time. And it was fun. And like, they had their own apartment, so like, that was cool. And we felt very adult back then. But
yeah,
it faded relatively quickly for whatever reason. I don't think it was, it wasn't anything bad. I think they were slightly older than us. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if they were both in college. I think at least one of them was just like working a regular job. So they were sort of adult in different ways that we weren't. And I think we both actually, I think, I don't remember who broke up with who first. Like, if my friend broke up with her guy first or if I did. But things faded between all of us. And, you know, we all moved on with our lives. That guy messaged me on Facebook for years. Like, when I say years, at least 7 years, I want to say, which is crazy.
Wow.
And just, hey, hey. What's up? How you doing? Thinking of you. Hey. And I gave up. I was like, I can't. Like, I answered him for a little bit just because, you know, we didn't end on some horrible note. So just to keep up and say hey. But it got ridiculous. And finally, one day he gave up. But I promise you, if he's single today, if I checked my messages, if I went into the archives, I could probably find a message from him. Oh my gosh, that was so exhausting. And I didn't want to, I don't know, I could have just blocked him, but some guys are just freaking weird. So it is not that I am vain or that I'm special. I think that some people are just very persistent and just want to see if they have an in.
Well, if we circle back to the do's and don'ts, we say do block people who are annoying.
Yeah, there is no reason to keep that crap in your life.
Don't allow them to keep snaking their way back in.
if a guy knows that there is a sliver of a chance, I've told you this before,
I know. We're writing it down. Come out and out
it's
of a
not
moment.
Bad to be an opportunist, but if it's at the sake of my sanity, that's a problem.
And so, like, that brings us to the next topic, ghosting. Like, how, like, do or do not or don't ghost?
You can answer this first.
Do we ghost? Do we not ghost? Yeah, sure, I'll answer this first. I don't ghost. It's hard. I only ghost if, like, I am depleted by the energy of telling you no. I'm telling you I don't want to talk to you. That's when I ghost. I don't ghost if, like, we're having a conversation and, like, you know, and then we just happen to stop talking mutually, but, like, in my brain I'm just kind of like, well, maybe something came up. So I'll send a message and say, hey, you know. And this is like in the very early stages before you are consistently dating, before you're in a relationship. Because I feel like if you're in a relationship and you ghost someone after that, that's just terrible. But like in the very early stages when you just...
That dumb guy, I don't even know his name. That couple that like got together after everybody got rejected. It was that lawyer chick with the weird voice. On the most recent season, she was like talking to Izzy and then she wasn't. She was the one that got in that whole fight with like Stacy and Izzy and whatever.
Oh,
so then she started dating that guy, Steve. I don't know. I don't remember his name. She was dating some guy. So I guess they were going to try and make it work after the show. And he just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she said they were together for 2 weeks or something after filming was over. And then she just didn't hear from him. And I think he, like, went to another state or something. Like, he was going to an event. Mm-hmm. And one of her friends saw him. And he was very much with a brand new girl.
Yeah, Johnny. Johnny and what was that dude's name?
I really don't know. It's probably that Steve. But that was so rude. I was like, damn.
That was so bad. Yeah, the way he absolutely messed up. Like, the way he completely ghosted her. Like, gone. She had no idea that what was happening was happening.
Chris.
Next thing you know, he's in a relationship.
And then on the reunion, it was so weird because it was like he knew that he messed up and he was trying to apologize, but he was also making it very clear that he was happy in his new relationship. And it was like, you don't, if you need to do that on TV for the sake of your new girl, like that's a red flag. He's like, you know, I'm very happy where I am, but like, I know I must. It's like, you don't have to give that disclaimer because that's, you're not here for your new relationship.
We don't care.
But
we don't care. We just want to know why you did that. Up.
Sorry, that was a little off topic. Well, it's not off topic because
it's not off topic. It's definitely.
But apparently now she's with some guy who's an astronaut or something. So she's doing well.
Yes, I did. I think I saw that on her social media. I did, I'm not following any of these people, but like while the reunion was happening, I decided to like brush up and look at what people were doing. I still can't believe that Lydia and Milton are married.
Yeah, I don't see that lasting very long. I think they're just gonna ride the gravy train for a bit. I don't even think that they were not living together. Because he was working. No. I guess he moved to California to for work or something. And I think they, I don't know. I was sort of keeping up with that for a little while and then I got bored. But yeah, I mean, love is not blind, obviously. I think we figured that out after the fourth, fifth season. So
the second season. Because I feel like the only couple that I could that can hold solace in is Lauren and Cameron. Like they're my ideal couple. Yeah. I can't even get behind Zach and what's her name? Precious Princess? No. What's her name? Dang it. They're having a kid. Zach and his wife are having
Liz.
A kid.
Liz.
I can't remember her name. Liz. Okay. Thank you. Bliss. I'm glad that they're having a baby. That's really nice, but I didn't even watch most of that season, which I know hypocritical, but like I was mad at him for choosing the other chick in the first place. I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Like Bliss made you food for your birthday. Come on.
The most well suited people. I mean, from the little bit that we see, obviously something's working for now if they're going to choose to have a baby together. But love is not blind. You need to see someone and see if you get along. And the show, unless they change something, I feel like it's just repetitive. And I know they're filming it right now, so I'm curious if they've changed anything. But
where is it being filmed? Chicago? I think it was in Chicago last I saw.
I forgot. I think they might be doing another town in Texas, maybe. And I heard something about Connecticut, but I don't remember. Either way, the show don't make any sense. You can't, having to commit to say yes to marriage after, you know, a week of chit-chatting with someone is not enough. Duh.
Well, I mean, not only that, there's a lot of this past season. There's been a lot of lawsuits, so I can't imagine that people are going to want to even be on that show.
Someone's always going to want to be on it because someone always wants the attention and all the Instagram followers and the whole influencer life that comes with it. There's always going to be somebody that says yes because realistically, they're way crazier dating show or, you know, reality shows on right now. So someone will always say, I mean, if people are going to eat, you know, bugs on TV, they'll say yes to pretending to be in a relationship. But I hope that they change things up a little just to make it, I don't know, more realistic and safe because, yeah, if they're having all these lawsuits and these people don't feel safe with each other, then
wait. What was that show with Joe Rogan? What was that show where they ate bugs?
Joe Rogan?
Wasn't it called, like...
Fear Factor?
Yeah. Fear Factor, yes, thank you.
I had no idea.
What? Oh, yeah, that was it.
I never watched it because I didn't feel like watching people eat bugs.
I mean, they didn't only eat bugs. They also, like,
bugs,
were
they
pushed to their brink.
Bugs. There are a lot of bugs. And, like,
there was
bull penises and, like, nasty stuff.
Bull testicles, whatever. Not penises.
Close enough. I'm not interested in watching anybody eat either of those. So, no. I did not watch the show.
Okay.
I know, we've really lost the plot. Sorry.
Oh man, Fear Factor, you get $50,000 if you can hang on and do things faster than other people.
Oh my word, that show
I would watch that show religiously, though, on some seriousness. I'd be on it, like, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna make them do? They have to jump from a truck to another truck.
I remember, I think it used to come on, it came on before, like, The Biggest Loser, some other show that I used to watch, and so I would usually catch the very end of it, and I just not for me.
Well, that's the thing too, like, we grew up in a generation where we'd spend a lot more time in person. Everything was like, if you wanted to hang out, you would have to go out in person, like, you know. Now we could just text and FaceTime and it would feel like we've talked to each other or seen each other a bunch. But, you know, back then, that's why group dates would happen. That's why, you know, you'd be out all the time. And now it's like, because I don't even think Gen Z is meeting people in person unless it's in college and in school, like if they're in school, because everything is online. So, like, you know. No, they're not meeting the traditional way.
Yeah, I mean, well, two things. Number one, I don't know that for sure, but it's probably true that a lot of people are just talking online. I mean, hello, we have a million dating apps. I will say, quick story. My cousin and her husband, they're both in their 60s, or, like, I think they both just turned 60.
You have a 60-year-old
like
cousin?
Yeah, like my parents' cousins. I just call them my cousins. I don't call them, like, my second cousins.
I have more cousins. Well, I think I call my older cousins aunt or something. I don't know.
Call each other cousins in my family. It doesn't matter how old you are. So she and her husband met. He's from England. She's from here. And they were both on vacation in Greece. And this was in, like, I don't know, 1980 something. And, you know, they didn't have cell phones. Or I think she probably had one of those huge cell phones, like, for work, that was, you know, as big as a shoe. It was certainly not for any kind of long distance talking. And they met, like, on the beach or something. He was with, like, a group of his friends. And they hit it off and stayed in contact with each other by writing letters. And I'm sure they talked on the phone at some point, but it was expensive. He lived across the world, and they would write letters to each other. And then eventually he came here to visit, and they decided, you know, it was meant to be and it was love, and he moved over here. But, and I mean, that's just such a tiny anecdote. Think about women that were in war and, you know, had men that didn't even know if they were going to come back. That is wild to me that people figured out how to make it work and, you know, how to be in relationships when you had to rely on a carrier pigeon or something to, you know, get your letter to somebody. Your love letter. Carrier like going pigeon. Across wars and like, you know, bombs. And somehow people made it work. So it's just so crazy that
it's
impossible for us to, you know, message each other back and forth on Hinge. But not that long ago, people were able to do all of this without a lot of technology that we have at our fingertips.
I know. The pastor at my church, he likes to talk about his, like, before marriage life a lot. Like, he would talk about how he had to borrow his brother's car and then he drove in the rain to go and see his, you know, to go and see his girlfriend and everything. And right now, we're talking to some, well, not everybody, but people are, some ladies are talking to guys who are, like, complaining about how long the distance is, or, and girls who are just like, no, I don't, you know, you're too far,
yeah,
or whatever.
I'm not dating anybody from the Bronx.
Well, I mean, I get it, because there's like a billion people in the world, so it's like, if you really want to date someone, you could just find someone outside your house. But, you know, if who's to say that your soulmate isn't?
Oh, I'm 99% sure that my soulmate is in another state or another country. I've come to terms with that already. So I'm just gonna chill until I get on a plane and go somewhere.
Maybe we're soulmates in Connecticut, and then I can bring you to Connecticut. You know,
I'm thinking more like maybe Italy.
No,
Greece, Dubai. I don't know.
Well, I do want to go to Italy. I just, you know, I used to think that my soulmate was in it was in
I'm,
Italy.
I'm planning to have an Italian romance, so you feel free to come along if you'd like.
I want someone to call me Bella Notte.
Exactly. But also, I think a lot of why it's so hard for people is because we don't have a lot of third places anymore. I've seen so many videos about this recently, especially since the pandemic. Like,
yeah,
unless you're going to a bar or a restaurant or the club or work or home, that's it. And you know, who wants to be at the club all the time? And I like being at the club sometimes or you know, being out, but it really limits what your options are. And even when I do go out, you know, in the city, I don't have any expectations that I'm actually going to meet somebody. But there's so few places that don't require like a party atmosphere where you could just talk to someone. Because, like I said, you know, I'm hard of hearing. If some guy starts talking to me in the club, I'm just going to nod and smile because I'm not going to hear most of what they're saying.
What? Exactly. Huh, what'd you say? I said this music is good.
Yeah, you want my
number?
Sure, but we're going to have to talk later because I can't hear them. But yeah, there's so few places. And I mean, like, sure, you can go to a cafe, but realistically, who's doing that? Just sitting around waiting for some hot guy to come by? Because that's not how it happens. Not in New York City, anyway.
Yeah, in the Hallmark of movies, the perfect guy usually walks right on in.
Hallmark movies that are created by, I don't even know who makes those. I feel like now they're probably just AI generated or something.
What was it? There was this joke, or I don't even know if it was a joke or not, but it probably is a joke. But it was like, oh, you know, want to know what happens after the Hallmark movie? They end up on Lifetime.
Basically. And then if things go bad, they end up on Dateline. So, you know.
The chain of events is just ridiculous.
But yeah, I feel like there's so few places. Like, where did I go? I didn't go to Swingers with you, did I? No. There's a place called Swingers that is, it's not those kinds of swingers. It is a golf place. And it's like fancier than Top Golf. It's more Instagrammy, but it's basically just like a mini golf.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
I think you've told me about it, but I've never gone with
It's big. It's in Chelsea. And It's cool because it's like there are bars set up in the place, but it's super casual and, you know, there's no emphasis on drinking or anything. Like, you could drink or have a snack if you want to, but you can really just sit and hang out. And I've gone twice, and both times there's so many people there, like our age and a little bit younger. And it's nice because it's like, huh, you know, sometimes it's a Friday night and you just want to hang out and do something normal, something that's not super expensive, that doesn't require, you know, being dressed up, like just somewhere that you can chill out with people. It's like, I could see meeting someone in a place like that where it's just an extra place for you to just be casual with your friends and be yourself and not have to, you know, be the club version or be whatever version. Yeah. So I think we need a few more places that you can go to actually
absolutely
find someone that you want.
We need to find places that isn't the laundromat, isn't the supermarket.
No, my luck at supermarket. No more for the audience, it's not good luck. I've gone to the supermarket looking absolutely crazy, and that's when the two cute guys in my neighborhood decide to show up. Actually, no, I'll give it like maybe five, and they'll all be in the supermarket at the same time, paying me absolutely no mind, and it's just pretty sad. So, yes, somewhere that's not the laundry or the supermarket. I'm sad for myself.
Not even the gym. I feel like the gym is so overrated now. People who go to the gym to meet other people. Sometimes there are cuties at the gym, but
not to pursue. I mean, I don't like to talk to people when I'm at the gym. But, and I mean, I like gyms where people are just respectful of each other's space. So, yeah, I feel like that's not the place. But if I just want to admire some cuties, you know.
It's good to look.
Yeah.
It's
nice. Although this guy, I'm pretty sure I told you this. I was on one of the exercise bikes sweating, and I was watching Homecoming, like the Beyonce Homecoming, and I was super into it. Okay. And, you know, I'm biking fast and the sweat's pouring off my face and I'm very into it. And I see this little hand out of nowhere, like, come into my eyesight, and he just slips me this piece of paper and starts walking away. Like, I barely got to see his face. And this guy put his number on a piece of paper and just walked away. I was like, well, that's not awkward. And number one, I'm sweating, like, you know, like I'm performing. And I literally just saw, like, the profile of his face. So then I saw him again in the gym, and I definitely ducked because I was like, this is not happening.
First of all, you said little.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe his hands were big, but it seemed little at the time. The way it just slid into my line of vision.
It sounds so funny. Just little hand, just coming in. And then he walked away.
He kind of nodded. And that was it. And because I had my headphones in, so I guess he didn't want to interrupt me by, you know, talking. But so I guess that's the most polite way he could have possibly done it. It was just so funny. I was like, okay, thanks.
Okay. And you said it was a piece of paper? It wasn't even, like, his business card or anything?
I don't know where he got it from at the gym.
Oh, my God.
Or where he got a pen.
I guess. But you already rejected him, so it doesn't matter. I don't know anything
about it. It's better than him, you know, trying to actually have a conversation while I was huffing and puffing. But that was just so funny. So, yes, we need some other places where
we
can just be normal, look normal, and, you know, find the one. I don't know who's responsible for that, but I feel like it's either that or online dating at this point. I feel like that's where most people are
right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, do you have any other tips and advice that you'd like to share with the people on this dating, on the dating journey, whether they're in the very beginning stages, middle stages, ending stages, they're, you know, ready to commit, if they're ready to not commit. Do you have any tips or advice for those folks?
That's a tall order. Well, I don't think I actually shared before, but I have ghosted in the past. I'm not proud of it. Not anybody that I was dating. Not mm-hmm. anybody that I was with in a relationship. But just mm-hmm. guys that I had talked to that I just kind of mm-hmm. stopped talking. And it was pretty mutual. It wasn't like they were, not like that weirdo that was, you know, messaging me for years.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. as someone who has also been ghosted, even if it's casual, it's like I understand now what that feels like. And just that it's not necessary. Like, it's hard, especially if you were an avoidant person and, you know, you don't mm-hmm. want to hurt someone's feelings or you just don't want to deal with it. But I've learned it's definitely easier to just say something. It doesn't have to be a lot. Even if it's just, you know, I had a nice time, whatever. It can be generic, but I don't know. Yeah. It's not even, I don't even want to use the word closure because usually it's not even that deep if it's just, you know, casual dating. But
just talking, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
hurt. It does not hurt. It's nice to just know. And then you can move on and not have to think about it as opposed to just having something open for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And right. otherwise, yeah. I don't know. I would say don't, nothing that's groundbreaking, you know, don't waste your time with someone that clearly doesn't like you. You know, if they don't like you, it's not going to magically change one day because you did something. Usually most people yeah. are the way that they are.
I think that's where it is, where it's like, do give permission for those people who want you and those people who don't yeah. want you or like not to want you. So like, yeah, it's, you know, if you're not feeling it or if they're not feeling it.
Yeah. And, okay. and I've definitely had more yeah. success. Yeah. Again, this is corny, but just being myself, I think, especially when I was younger, I wanted to be, I don't know, a cooler version of me. And I was like, you know, I'm mm-hmm. not an Instagram girl. I'm not like, I'm just a regular ass person. I'm cute, but you know, I'm not, I'm not, I know what I am and I know what I'm not. And I know that also just kind of comes with age. And I also know that there's opportunity right. for change and things that I want to change about myself, but that's for me, not because I'm trying to change to, you know, snag a guy, but I've definitely had more. Right. success and just feel more relaxed when I just don't change my personality. Like, these are the things I like. These are the things I don't. These are the things that I'm a little weird about, or I might say things that are a little weird or a little random. And if you think it's funny, great. If the jokes don't land, then maybe I just look like a cornball. But, you know, it's a lot easier to do,
you know,
that.
It's very interesting that you're it's very interesting that you're calling yourself a cornball, because I've always held you at like,
I mean, I don't cool think I'm a cornball, like, personally.
Cool. I know
I'm you are a cornball. I think I'm cool sometimes, but I think in general it's just there was definitely a time where I don't know. I mean, I wasn't trying to change myself completely, but just like seeing the girls that were getting mm-hmm. a certain type of guy, it's like, well, this might be, this is what I want. And this is like, you know, college, yeah. early 20s, whatever. And number one, realizing once I actually got that, most of the time it really wasn't that interesting or that great. And I was like, what was I chasing? This was mm-hmm. not even worth it. And it's just so much more relaxing to just be yourself, like, to really, these are the things I like, these are the things I don't. Like, how are you going to spend time with someone realistically, a lot of time with someone, if you are acting mm-hmm. like something that you're not? That's just a waste. And that's too much energy. So, all Preach. Pretty simple advice, and I'm sure you can hear on many other dating podcasts that are, you know, exclusively dating. But
I don't listen to a bunch of dating podcasts. It's not that they're probably wrong or right or anything. I just If I start listening to a bunch of different dating podcasts,
a lot of it is an echo chamber, and a lot of it is like not worth it. But yeah, if you have a weird interest, or if you have an interest that you think is weird, there's definitely someone else out there that has the same interest. It's a guarantee,
most likely,
and it's nice to be able to share those things with people that you know want to be romantically involved with. You don't have to do it together per se. But, you know, why hide it? So just chill. And if it's becoming too much work, then say goodbye.
I feel that. Well, thank you very much. My advice to you folks is definitely A, be yourself. B, you know, be upfront about what you want and what you don't want. And finally, give yourself time to enjoy dating. Like, I know that dating is hard. Dating is, like, icky when you're trying to make decisions and just, like, trying to figure life out. But allow yourself to enjoy it. And then, you know, if you see anything or if anything comes up as, like, a red flag or anything like that, address it early. 'Cause if it's better to talk about it before it becomes a bigger thing, and then without you saying anything at all, because the last thing you want to do is not say anything, and it's like, well, it never bothered you before, you know. You don't want somebody to tell you that. So that's my dating advice, Nikki. It's been a pleasure. Yes, I'm so glad you're able to come back on the show. This has been so exciting and funny. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Good, I'm glad.
Laugh so much. You're glad my stomach
is from laughter. I feel like that's a good thing.
Oh yeah, it's been great. All right, folks. I'll tell you what's coming up next in just a little bit. Say goodbye, Nikki.
Toodles. Bye everyone. Love you.
All right, so that was the episode. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for sticking around and laughing with us. I think we had the best time just talking about different dating things and like kind of poking fun at each other on the different experiences that we've had. Like, she's had a completely different dating life than I have, but we can come together and just kind of chit chat about it, because that's what girls do. That's what most people do. Not just girls, but like, that's what we do. You know, we like to chit chat. We like to talk about and compare and just like encourage one another to keep going and all that stuff. And, you know, for you guys who are listening, you know, if you're not in a relationship right now, don't feel discouraged. Like, yeah, it might feel like it's the end of the world that you're not in a relationship, but it's not, you know, like there are plenty of people that are making it work and being single and being okay with it. And if they happen to find a person to be with, then, you know, that doesn't change how they felt when they were single. It just amplifies it. Like, you can be, you know, someone who's now in a relationship compared to when you weren't in a relationship, basically. Like, it shouldn't change who you are while you're in a relationship. That's my final advice for this episode. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't know what's coming up next, but, you know, we'll figure it out when we get there. I do want to say that there's some episodes that are in the queue, so, you know, I'm getting my groove back. It took some time to kind of get back into the swing of things. I did record a lot of things. I just haven't had the time to actually put those things live and in living color on my podcast. But I'm working on a lot of different things as well. I'm trying to help start another podcast with one of my previous guests that was on my show. And I'm also working on trying to do my best friend's podcast. So there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes, which is why I haven't been posting as much as I should. But I can do it. I'm a superwoman, right? Like, I can do whatever I put my mind to. And that's the same for all of you folks out there. You can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it, and in a positive way. Let's you know, let me put that disclaimer on there. Also, I was listening to in my episode, and I know that we talked about one of the previous Love is Blind episodes. This isn't about season 6, so if you get this far and you're like, why did they talk about that episode? Like, that wasn't the most recent one. I know. We recorded this a long time ago, so don't worry about it. And yeah, I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks again for listening. Have a great one. Deuces.